And we continue hour number two with Professor Eric Carlstrom. I want to play something real quick, Eric. This is a little short. I think it's a YouTube short. I can't tell. It's a clip from the Jimmy Dore show. And it's basically highlighting Donald Trump honoring Miriam Adelson. Okay? Miriam Adelson, Sheldon, the late Sheldon Adelson's widow. Now, Miriam Adelson gave Donald Trump $250 million. And it was said at the time that that $250 million was to guarantee the West Bank would be delivered to Israel. In other words, Trump would do nothing to get in the way of the Israelis taking the West Bank apart, which they're doing right now. They're killing people. They're demolishing homes. They're doing all kinds of their typical evil satanic stuff. Here's a little clip. Now, listen to Trump. This is at the Hanukkah White House dinner, I think around December 15, 16, something like that. Let's take a quick listen. You'll hear Jimmy Dore, and then you'll hear a little clip from Trump. And just listen to how he acts. It's disgusting.
DD Geopolitics says, this clip from tonight's White House Hanukkah dinner is wild and deeply revealing. This is really tough to watch.
Miriam gave my campaign, indirectly, $250 million. She was number one.
Wow.
Whoa.
Nothing says ring in the Hanukkah like $250 million, am I right?
Yeah.
When somebody can give you $250 million, I think that we should give her the opportunity to say hello. And Miriam, make it quick, because $250 million is not what it used to be. Okay?
He can't stop running his mouth. This guy's got a problem. All right, here. Now he's bringing her to the microphone.
Charlie, come on.
Now he's kissing her on each cheek.
Incredible woman with a great husband, a man that loved
Israel. Not America. Not America. Not the United States. Is it just me, or does she look like Zsa Zsa Gabor was a regular on Friends? That's what she looks like.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. I was going to say she looks like one of the assassins from Matrix 2.
Ha!
Looks like the first female president of the United States.
Yep. Well said.
Ah, that's true. She is.
Now, I met Alan Dershowitz, and he said the legal thing about 4 more years. And I say, Alan, I agree with you. So we can do it. Think about it.
Alan's here someplace. Where's Alan?
Alan is here. Oh, he had a flight. Alan is here. Think about it.
Thank you.
Maybe I will be the first one to tell you or second. Yeah.
She said, think about it. I'll give you another 250. But her husband, Sheldon, was an amazing guy, and he'd come up to the office, and there was nobody more aggressive than Sheldon. I think I spent more time with him and you, because you usually came up together, but he'd call and say, can I come over, please? I say, Sheldon, I'm president of the United States. It doesn't work that way anymore. It's like maybe tomorrow. How about tomorrow? No, please, just for a little while. And I would, he'd always say 10 minutes. It turned out to be about an hour and a half. Right?
So the president of the United States says no. He says, I'm coming, and he comes. So who is really running the country? Sheldon Adelson and now Miriam Adelson. Steph was right. That's the first female president of the United States is Miriam Adelson.
Well, indirectly, I'd say that's a fairly accurate statement. Trump is not his own man. He is certainly not representing us, our country. It's obvious if you are even half asleep, you can't miss his subservience to the Jewish state of Israel, which derives its entire subsistence from the American taxpayer. And yet people are still saddled with it. No one can stand up. No one can protest. Frankly, if they do and they started to make trouble, make noise, they'd be dead. It is simple. That's what they do to people. They kill them if they're in the way. Okay. Eric Carlstrom is here. We're going to jump into hour two, our second half of tonight's remarkable oversight survey of this hideous, inhuman technology and control of the American people. And I mean their minds. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity, Jeff. It's so important. I had some different ideas for titles, and let me just throw a couple of these out because this is really what we're talking about. This is all paid for by the taxpayer. So as you just said, the product here now with Palantir and other private companies that are working with the Pentagon, 24/7 surveillance, tracking, targeting, terrorism, torture, murder, as well as under the skin surveillance and remote neural monitoring and inserting thoughts into your head and things like that. The customer, by the way, is you. So we're paying for this. That's the way they couch it. And the vendors, the people who are selling us this product, are the people we're talking about here, like the FBI and the CIA and the Special Operations Forces. And this is what I go through in my post here, entities behind the TI program. And I kind of do a very, very quasi-quantitative analysis of how many people mention Department of Defense, how many people mention the Zionists, how many people of these 43 testimonies mention NSA, et cetera. Well, hands down, the winner is Department of Defense, with a close second is CIA and NSA and DHS and FBI. It is our deep state that has been doing this, but it's also privatized because they are, again, selling the contracts to private industry like Raytheon and General Dynamics. So let me just try to shift gears and go a little bit into what they're actually doing. This technology that has been evolving over the past 70, 80 years. We'll turn now to our number one.
Eric, yes. How much... Now, we know they're probably 20 years ahead of what we commonly understand in terms of basic mind control. But do you have a handle on where they really are? How far down the road are they? What do you think?
Well, DARPA has their N3 program. Giordano, talks about targeting the brain.
He's a scary guy, yeah.
Yeah, very scary guy because he talks about it like he's talking about lab rats. We're
just
targeting
the
brain.
Exactly the same.
That means those brains have owners, Those are people like me, whose brain is being targeted. And I'm sure they've got tons of data on my brain. They fill up these bread and breakfasts and nearby homes, with the people that are coming and going all the time, look an awful lot like military people to me. And of course they can do their through the wall radar stuff and they can measure things. So they're doing their lab experiments. They're using us as the guinea pigs, and not only from, through the wall gizmos, but also from satellites and wind towers, et cetera. And the cell phone is the gateway, of course. And this is cyber torture, according to Nils Melzer of the United Nations. UN has actually, come out against this and talks about cyber torture and cyber stalking. And it has to do, as we'll talk about here, with the fact that we are really on the Internet in more ways than one with this wireless body area network. They can hack into our aura, so to speak, and our
they can
mind.
Hack into our subconscious, our conscious mind. They can trigger diseases, probably of a wide array. Right now, not all diseases necessarily. They can do anything. They can remotely kill people. It's a piece of cake for them. Hard for the average American to begin to accept that or wrap his or her mind around it. But that's the world, the real world we live in. Law enforcement, it doesn't matter. They're willing participants in this whole program, as you pointed out many times. They're not our friends. There's something about the police mentality that makes them more than ready, I think, to fire on American citizens if they were called to do so. It's not a good situation. Remember when you were a kid, we used to think that cops were our friends? And in many ways, they were. All gone. No more.
Yeah, well, they're definitely part of it. They've got the equipment from the military, the Stingray and various other directed energy weapons, et cetera. And, of course, if you're going down the road with your car, all they have to do is look up your license plate and see that your code handling code number 4 suspected a non-investigative subject, a suspected terrorist threat.
That's right.
That means right. And so their treatment of you is determined by this larger Department of Homeland system. Everybody's sitting there, you know, in front of their consoles, their computer consoles, and they're hacking into this and that system. And these are our neighbors who are profiting from controlling us, really. So we need to know exactly a little bit about these technologies. As you say, they're ahead of us. But I'd like to start a little bit with one of my real heroes, Dr. Ronnie Kilda, female. She was the chief medical officer of Northern Finland, and she married the UN ambassador of Norway. And she was targeted between 1985 and 2015 when she died of induced cancer. She was tortured for all that period. But she wrote posthumously, she put a book out called Bright Light on Black Shadows, which has so much information in it. She actually had the balls, this woman. She's a very, very impressive woman. She knew five languages and a real sweetheart, but also very strong. She and Harlan Girard are the only TIs that I know that have had the balls and the brains to go and present papers on this very topic at military medical conferences, to actually talk to the people who are doing it and even make little snide jokes on the side about, you know.
Yeah, pretty
brassy. They're talking to their torturers. Mm-hmm. At these psychological military conferences. Anyway, so she wrote a couple of papers and presented them around the year 2000. And I'll just read a little bit. I think it's so important to understand the framework and then the details. She says, on July 21st, 1994, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, proposed that, quote, non-lethal weapons, and these all come under non-lethal weapons, mind control is a non-lethal weapon, be used against anyone engaged in activities that DOD opposed. Oh, hey, you don't want to do something the DOD opposes. That's Big Brother. That could include almost anyone. DOD's potential enemies may be countercultural individuals, those with opposing political viewpoints, economic competitors, biological undesirables, etc. From my point of view, and I think this is an important concept, the use of this new technology philosophically is comparable to and amounts to the biblical fall of man, the eviction from paradise. You think your thoughts are your own? They're not. The all-encompassing thought reading and mind-influencing capacity of this technology divides man into two encampments, those few godlike people sitting there in the FBI and CIA, and especially NSA, who are allowed to use these means, and all others whose freedom and free will is being taken away. Free will, freedom are very much at stake with these technologies. So, you know, this is not in the Constitution. It doesn't say freedom of thought. It says freedom of speech. Well, if they can take your freedom of thought, what kind of freedom of speech are you going to have? So anyway, she says, despots of the world, take note. If you categorize torture and murder, and she was tortured and murdered, as classified medical and scientific experimentation on, quote, willing human subjects, you too can justify crimes against humanity, and that's what these are, on the basis that they advance human knowledge. So we have professors all over the United States and all over the world doing the Human Brain Project, Obama's brain initiative. The Chinese and the Japanese have their versions. Ours goes back to the 1990s under Bush 1. They have put an enormous amount of work into this, again, a Manhattan Project. And then here's what she calls it in one of her papers, electromagnetic neurotelecommunications, that is communication between brains now, computer-brain interface, or brain-to-computer interface, and cybernetics, and that's the merger of humans and machines, is a, quote, weapon of mass destruction, more dangerous than atomic weapons, she would say, and others would say, that links the brains of people via implanted microchips, think of neurochips, to satellites controlled by ground-based computers to achieve total control of humans. This, she came out with this in 2000. The NSA's electronic surveillance system can simultaneously follow. NSA's been doing this since the 40s. The NSA's electronic surveillance system can simultaneously follow and handle millions of people. Each of us has a unique bioelectric resonance frequency in the brain, just as we have unique fingerprints. With electromagnetic frequencies, EMF, brain stimulation, it's sometimes called remote neural monitoring or remote neural manipulation or voice to skull or V2K or voice of God or synthetic telepathy, a whole series of things. Brain stimulation, fully coded, pulsating electromagnetic signals can be sent to the brain, causing the desired voice and visual effects. So they can put voices in your head, they can put pictures in your head to be experienced by the target. This is a form of electronic warfare. By the way, they can also see what the target sees and hear what the target hears so that they turn the target into a piece of their surveillance system. And all of
isn't
this
that,
is recorded.
Isn't that amazing? That just, how sick does it get?
Motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. The NSA should be nuked. I vote for it. You know, I don't have the means.
Oh, it's not our government. It's not our, we're completely under the control of evil. Here, America, look, Project Bluebeam. Many of you remember the talk about Project Bluebeam, first disclosed in the 1970s, if I remember correctly. They've never really used it. That's where you look up in the sky and you'll see a picture of Jesus speaking to the world, so to speak, or Muhammad in the Middle East in the sky. They're going to use that kind of tech to try to wow people and knock them over, scare them, intimidate them. That's part of what this 3-Eye Atlas comet crap was all about. They're testing. They want to see if people can be freaked out to the extent that they will submit. As Ronald Reagan said in front of the UN, what would we do if one day we were, I don't think he used the word attacked, but threatened by an off-planet intelligence? We would all come together immediately and ask to be saved from this threat. It's that kind of thing, he said. He's right. So that was a kind of another test. This all started with Orson Welles, and I do believe that was government as well, that 1938 radio broadcast. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so electronic warfare, 3-Eye Atlas, is another psyop, a huge psyop. She's going on, implanted human beings can be followed anywhere. Okay, think about that if you're thinking about getting Elon Musk's or IBM's or BlackRock's neurochip. Their brain functions can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered through the changing of frequencies. And that's all been mapped out, by the way, by the Pentagon over the last 80 years. Guinea pigs and secret experiments have included prisoners, soldiers, mental patients, handicapped children, deaf and blind people, homosexuals, single women, the elderly, school children, and any group of people considered marginal by the elite experimenters who look upon us as rats. By the way, going back to what you said earlier, Karen Stewart, who is a TI involved in targeted justice lawsuit against the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security and Merrick Garland, et cetera, et al., of 2023, I think. She's an ex-NSA analyst, and her testimony is that NSA is completely captured by guess who?
She said that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. In fact, that's in this article. Well, and she not only said that, she gave examples. She gave examples of the people, how they do it, how they use the honeypots, how they have infiltrated the NSA, and how they control it. Okay, so the computer and satellite-steered microchip population are cyborgs. So I hate to say this, Jeff, but we have to start considering the possibility that many of our neighbors who are starting to act pretty weird are actually cybernetic organisms. They are merged human machines and remotely influenced and even controlled to some extent.
And they're also being set up, primed, and prepped to rat you out, friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your colleagues, even your kids, to rat the parents out. They'll get paid for it. This is trying to turn everybody against everybody. And they'll probably be successful to a significant degree, sadly to say. Go ahead.
Well, as a TI, Jeff, I have learned just from day-to-day experience that as a high percentage of people who are part of this program, and they're doing their little skits and their missions, and they're doing their little, they're following orders. They're in a chain of command. So no longer can I assume that the person I meet at the store is just a haphazard encounter, and they are their own person with their own free will.
No.
It is a 50-50 chance for me as a TI that that person was ordered to be there because there is 24/7 tracking on me. They know where I am at every single instant.
Right.
And they can and they can map out my patterns. So if I typically go to this coffee shop, you know, there's a 99%, now 84% probability that if I go down this road, I'll wind up there. So they can have their agents, their agent provocateurs, their flying monkeys, their goons on the ground, ready to deliver whatever psychological attack or psychological message or whatever, just to kind of help wreck my day, you know, as a TI. And it's
very
kind of
few coincidences anymore, people. Just keep that in mind. Anything of any strength or control or major influence is not left to chance anymore.
This is what they want. They want a totally controlled system. And this, of course, we TIs are the guinea pigs on that. But, of course, they want to move it into the situation where it applies to everybody with, of course, the biometric tracking and the digital ID and the digital currency, et cetera.
Yep,
this is where
yep.
we're going with the Internet of everything, you know.
Yep.
The Internet of bodies, the Internet of minds.
Anyway, and all led by what now? Led by AI. AI will do so much more than people could do in 1/1000th the time. This is all happening. The people. It's not the AI. It's the people controlling it. It's Satan.
Yeah.
It's sad. It's like a hammer in the wrong hands.
Exactly.
Not pounding nails, it's pounding us. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she's saying that the computer satellite-steered microchipped population, and by the way, self-assembling nanotech, which seems to be a constituent, at least some of the jabs, of the COVID jabs, it creates the same effect as a microchip. So these things get smaller and smaller and smaller, Moore's Law, until they can actually be injected into humans.
They're going to end up being inhaled at some point. Right now they're in food.
Right.
They're certainly in any injection you take. No more needles, friends. Just stop that.
Smart dust, nanotech, all this stuff has been going on for, you know, over two decades, more actually. And this, I'm afraid, is like you say, can be put in the food. So the whole concept of humans with free will, as free human beings with their own thoughts, emotions, and attitudes, really, we start to need to question that. And we need to try to find people who kind of measure up to that old standard where they actually are piloting their own ship, you might say. Or are they being piloted remotely by someone else? This is the fall from Eden again that Ronnie Kilda is talking about. There's other people that now have that remote control over a certain percentage of the population. This is a horrific thought, and yet it seems to be reality. Dr. Ronnie Kilda, I recommend her book. It's horribly edited. It was posthumously put together, but the information is there. Then so I've gone to all kinds of sources. One source is another lady who... a very, very smart lady. She called herself Skizit Gesture. She was making a bunch of videos back around 2010, 2011, and she figured out what was going on. And she was actually able to video her stalkers in action. A lot of people posing as policemen who are not policemen. And they're, again, following scripts, following someone else's orders. She says, controlling another person's mind is very much like slavery. So acquiring someone's brain-specific code for the purpose of harming them must be done in secret. One way to get electronically induced sounds in your brain is for your government to give you a free mobile electroencephalogram, or EEG, which is just brain waves come off your scalp, the little squiggly lines, which can be interpreted by statistics, Fourier analysis, spectral analysis. This goes back to Dr. Norbert Wiener in 1948. Figured this. He invented the invented cybernetics in 1948. He invented the autocorrelator machine, which could interpret these. He could figure out how to interpret these signals.
By the name, Eric, that he's probably not an Irishman.
So definitely of the tribe. He was a boy genius at MIT, mathematician. He wrote the book on cybernetics. He also wrote the book on. 2 years later, on the human use of human beings. And he also wrote in 1963 another book called God and Gollum. Okay, this is the Jews' Gollum.
Wow.
They have created And of course, these are the God people, quote unquote, really the devil. But yeah, so anyway, the one way to get electronically induced sounds in your brain, that would be the voice to skull, V2K, synthetic telepathy, microwave hearing, Frey effect. I've got lots of names and different techniques to get these electronically induced sounds like voices in your to your cochlea, into your brain, bypassing your eardrum. It's for your government to give you a free mobile electroencephalogram or EEG recording and stealing the unique signature of electrical activity of the neurons in your brain without your knowledge or consent. This gal made these videos. She's got this sweet Southern accent. She's no dummy. They use a meter made specially for this purpose, or they may use an app for phones which record your unique frequencies by pointing the device at the back of your head. Many people believe that this is impossible, but the perpetrators rely on disbelief and lack of public education to keep this technology a secret. So in other words, they can capture your EEG, your brain print, if you will, just by walking around in Walmart pointing a cell phone at your head, according to this this testimony, and I think it's true. Then she says,
they're there.
Right. Yeah, we're all electromagnetic beings, and it's just that the Department of Defense has figured out what all of these signals can do. This is a bioelectric biomedical experiments come to life. Then she says TIs are connected to a 4G LTE Wi-Fi network. Okay, here we go with the wireless body network. With a body sensor network implants, okay, the whole concept of body sensors in the body, is not just in the brain, it can be in key points in your body, that can be operated remotely. So it's actually, they can control your nervous system. They can make your leg move, make your hand move. They can be operated remotely by cell phones. GPS and 4G LTE connects TIs to the internet. Your body area network reads, she says, and this is 2010, your EEG, brain-evoked potentials, that's the electroencephalogram, to your vital signs, okay, there's under-the-skin surveillance, according to Noah Harari, Yuval Harari of the World Economic Forum at Hebrew University. Three senses, including sight and sound, we talked about that, how they can put sounds and sights in your brain. They can read the sights and sounds you are experiencing, and they can record those in perpetuity on their supercomputers. Number four, pain pleasure. Number five, the RFID chip IP and MAC addresses. We saw that with the COVID jab. The GPS, global positioning satellite, so they can always pinpoint you. So TIs, we're not the only ones. See, it's going to be everybody if we don't somehow figure out how to keep this from happening on a complete scale. Your position, sitting or standing. Number eight, your medical records. Number nine, personal and family information. And number 10, your terrorist blacklist information. Okay, that's 2010. I don't know what they can do now, but I bet it's more than that. Then she says entire populations can be enslaved with this technology. Okay, we go back to Kennedy's quote, or was it a quote? Anyway, there's no question that this is what's happening. I'm sorry, I'm not catching what you're saying. Now all of a sudden it's garbled. What did you say, Jeff?
Oh, no, if he didn't actually say it, he certainly thought it. So that's right. Fine. Doesn't matter.
It would have. Yeah, that idea came out in his 1961 address at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. In April of 61, he's talked to all these journalists, and he laid out that same dynamic. Entire populations can be enslaved with this technology, says Skizzit Jester, this very, very bright Southern lady who was actually filming her stalking and who figured out what was happening. Your thoughts can be read and messages can be put into your mind so that your thoughts and actions are not your own. You become a slave. The 2003 article entitled Geoslavery by Jerome Dobson and Peter Fisher defines geoslavery as, quote, a practice in which one entity, the master, coercively or surreptitiously monitors and exerts control over the physical location of another individual, the slave. unquote. With the conversion.
What year was that? What year?
This is a 2003 article.
2003, yeah.
Huh. Called geoslavery. So this is what it is. We can call it the targeted individual program. We can call it organized stalking, electronic harassment. We can call it gang stalking. We can call it geoslavery. With the conversion of a once meaningful life into an existence of human slavery, the individual sense of self-identity in human beings is eroded by the hopelessness of an emerging virtual death camp environment. Well said. Gives a gesture. TI. Yeah. So there is a mobile, all-encompassing, open-air concentration camp. We can call it a Gitmo, operating with the very technologies which I'm describing, which are operational around the world at this very instant. And targeted individuals are the ones, some of the individuals who have figured out that they're being targeted. I suspect for every targeted individual, there's probably five or that knows they're being targeted. There's probably five or 10 or 20 that don't know they're being targeted. Yeah. Then she says TIs are being used as human experiments to inaugurate this program. Okay, I've said that too. This program of implants will be applied to the whole human race so they can be totally controlled, surveilled, tracked, tortured. Pardon me?
What's left of it?
Yeah, what's left of it?
They've injected $5.5 billion with their COVID death vax, which is certainly taking people out. And as each week goes by, I seem to see more stories about the diabolical and tragic results of simply being infected by the synthetic virus called COVID-19. You don't need the shot. You just get that so-called
system like a flu. No. This is a death weapon. You don't want to get the COVID-19 flu. Don't get it. Wear a mask. Protect yourself.
Well, one of the things that I came across early on in my, I realized I was being targeted in 2013. I had been politically active. I had these websites that, you know, called out the government on 9/11 and the global warming scam, etc. In 2013, I was doing some quick reading to try to figure out what was going on, because when you first realize you're being targeted, It's like shock and awe. I mean, they're just trying to destroy every aspect of your life as thoroughly and as fast as they can, so you can't get up. They want to knock you off. You know, they want to get you homeless. They want to get you on the street. They want to get you fired. They want to, you know, take every relationship you've got.
Homeless. There are going to be so many more homeless people who used to have white collar, $80,000-$90,000 a year jobs. They're going to lose everything. That's coming. Trump will do nothing.
Yeah. So it is a program, a concerted program of human disposal and destruction and disposal. So this is not fun and games, folks. This is new warfare. We're in World War III.
One more quickie.
Yes.
The student loan program was nothing less than an effort to enslave millions of Americans. 3 million people owe over $1 trillion in student loans, and they are not going to be given a free ride. They're demanding that they pay back the government. They can't pay back the government. They're screwed, and they're going to lose everything. This is coming. $1 trillion
debt owed by 3 million Americans who took the student loan deception.
Well, you know, I hate to be such a negative Nelly here. You know, especially on this New Year's Eve when we want to, you know, have a good time and go out and get blasted.
Know
what's going on. We have to know what's going on. And so we have to, again, I was saying when I was very quickly trying to figure out what was happening, because they want to make you act out. They want to. It's like, you know, kicking a dog 500
that's
times.
Right.
Well, he's
eventually, right.
He's going to bite somebody. You know, very Pavlovian. Yeah, we're talking conditioned response, and so they want to have you come to the cops and say, "Hey, I'm hearing voices. Hey, I'm being followed by 100 people." And the cop is going to sit there and look at the CIA's fifth diagnostic and statistic psychological manual and recommend that you be institutionalized, or if you lash out against somebody, if you fight one of your stalkers, then of course they have backup surveillance, and they'll say you started it, and then they can lock you up for some kind of, you know, violent crime. So they want to get you in jail. They want to get you institutionalized. They want you off the. They want to take you out. This is a take you out program. And so, you know, here I am with a PhD, taught 30 years, and my government wants to, you know, murder me, wants to kill me. This is a targeted killing. It's a soft killing or a soft targeting. It's a soft kill operation, but it is a targeted killing program. So my government has me on a list. Of course, never told me. I was never told why. I was never told who put me on the list. This is how the DHS operates. There's no, you know, there's no rule of law anymore. There's no confronting your accuser. There's no contesting being put on the list. You're on the list for a lifetime until you're dead. So, in other words, your government's killing you. And this is a government program. My post here again records which agencies are mostly considered to be responsible by these experts, these 43 experts. There's no question that this is a government program. So let's not just talk about Trump being a bad apple. I mean, our whole government is murderous, and the government agencies, the people that have sworn to protect the Constitution and the American people, have sold us down the river to the extent they're killing us. Okay, this is murder. This is what governments do when they turn bad, when they turn totalitarian. Then they regard the people as their enemies.
This is the final stage. We're in the final act now, and this is not going to get better. Okay, we're really in trouble here. Big trouble.
No, it is a war, and you could say it's a war between the owners of government, the billionaires, you know, or whatever. You could say it's a class war, really. But again, we have to know what's happening. And when I go back now, recalling 2013, when I realized strange things were happening in my life that didn't make any sense. People were acting very strangely and very, very abusively. And there's a lot of cruelty, a lot of cruel and unusual punishment, a lot of sadism in this program. And I went on all the, you know, websites. I found a website called fightgangstalking.com, which I really liked. This guy was also a TI, but his attitude was be a hard target. In other words, know the system, figure out as much as you can about it, and make it as hard for them as possible, because this is a soft kill program. And these people, from what I understand, these goons on the ground actually have celebrations or big parties when one of their victims or targets commits suicide. We're talking evil on an extent, on a scale that is protected because most people can't imagine.
It's in the fabric of the country in terms of its geopolitics, its governmental structure, its attitude, its ethos, its evil, its program. It's part of the matrix, maybe the main part of the matrix.
Well, again, going back to Dr. Rana Kilda, you know, in one of her many interviews, she says, this is the most important policy of the U.S. government, or this is the main policy. I can't remember which one of those two. But and at the time, you know, I listened to that and I just filed it away. But as I compiled this 212-page document with these 43 testimonies, including that of the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Army, NASA, et cetera, I agree with her. This is the main policy of the U.S. government, which means that the U.S. government's main policy is to enslave humanity. Now, I don't think we're going to fix that by getting rid of Trump. I think we have a very, very, very systemic problem here. Our deep state has years ago taken over and I think it is funded and fueled by this evil satanic group, which is Freemasons and Jews, and I call it Judeo-Masonic Satanism. By the way, Preston James, who is one of the people that I have on here, number 33 in my list of experts, agrees. Yeah. No, well, he says here in his 23 major crimes of the International Zionist Criminal Syndicate, IZCS, against America from You Are the Enemy by Preston James, I think it's 2013. What does the International Zionist Crime Syndicate run out of the city of London through its main cutouts, Israel and the hijacked United States government, attain? Obviously, the IZCS, unlimited funds, and the fact it owns and or controls almost every member of Congress and most U.S. government officials and judges means that the IZCS has been able to determine U.S. government policies. Now, so we have isolated the fact that we have stage 4 or 5 cancer. We have, I think, isolated the dynamic of how that cancer has come into being and how it has spread.
They call it turbo cancer now. It can be given to anybody. You can put it on your doorknob. When you open your door to your house, you get it. It goes right through your skin. These are all possibilities. They're out there. They're real tech. Sad to say.
Okay, so there is a supernatural component to this, as Preston James says, and I agree with this. He says
Preston for many years, and I think you're right. He is really intelligent about all this. Good to mention him. He doesn't want to do radio anymore. He's laying low. So I don't blame
him. Of course, he wants to live, you know. He says in this article, a serious spell, a racial delusion of superiority has been cast on many Judaics, no matter where they live, but especially so among those living in greater Israel, of course. Where the Luciferian hex flag flies, whether or not, whether true or not, top Zionist leaders believe this hex flag, this this symbol on their flag, the hexagram, double hex, they call it the Solomon's sign of Solomon or something. This hex flag signifies the merger of demonic, fallen angel beast bloodlines from above, bred with human female bloodlines below. They believe this makes, and that's of course a Nephilim. That's the description of Nephilim, the hybrids of fallen angels and humans described in the book of Genesis, chapter 6. That's what they believe. Bred with human female bloodlines below, they believe this makes them the chosen ones of their god, Lucifer, and superhuman or part god also. So this is a serious, serious delusion, in my opinion. But this is what, and in Preston James' opinion, but this is what they believe. So we need to take that in that belief structure into account, that they have this dedication to dominating, controlling, enslaving, killing the world, and not only the humans, but also the natural world that God created, because they hate God, and they hate the natural world. They want to replace the carbon-based world with a silicon-based world of AI and computers. So we're dealing with real psychopaths, probably not adequate word, but we're
no we need new, we need a new vocabulary, we need some new words. We burn out the words that used to have tremendous impact on these monstrous people. Awful. You're right.
Well, we've got 10 minutes left. If you don't mind, I'll just kind of throw out a few verbs or verbiages from
go to it. Very important. I want to say one thing before we run out of time.
Yes.
Nobody that I have ever met knows more about this subject than Eric Carlstrom. And we are all in his debt for standing tall, standing up against the darkest of the dark, like Preston James does, to bring this information forward. He's a very courageous man. He's a great human being and a wonderful American patriot. So mark this down, this program, and revisit it, because you learn something every time. Go ahead.
Well, thanks so much, Jeff. And you yourself, you've been on this topic more than any other alt media person, I think, out there. So kudos to you for interviewing people like Kay Griggs and Karen Stewart.
She
and
was
Preston
really
James.
Special. Yeah, she. I was.
All of these
very
people
honored.
Are amazing humans who have been put through hell, by the way,
absolutely.
With this program. This is a man-made hell program. which I think they have in mind in store for all of us. But unfortunately, it would appear that our intelligence services, our military services, very much controlled by the Rothschilds. And
What don't they control? Let's just put it that way. What don't they control? I can't think of anything. They influence and control virtually everything of any power, influence, or any dominant nature. They've got it. They've done it. I am not saying quit. I'm not saying give up. I'm saying realize what we're up against.
Yeah, and James F. Marino, who is my number 32 guy, I think. Yeah, he's number 32 witness here. He says it is Rothschild Zionism's control over the U.S. military intelligence complex and its total subversion of this complex, which the American citizenry must collectively be made aware of. And this is an article, The Mother of All Black Ops, The Rothschild Zionist Plan, One Global Brain, Cybernetic, Hive Mind, and Satanic World Government. Well, I say no. I say you can take your synagogue of Satan and you can take your Luciferian hive mind and you can just go to hell and leave us alone. You know, we're on God's earth and we're the crown of God's creation, and God's on our side. He's not on your side, that's for sure. But to get to the point of the U.S. military being co-opted, this is from a 1994 U.S. Air Force New World Vistas document called Air and Space Power for the 21st Century. It's a 50-year projection of how to keep the Air Force ascendant, not to how to keep the American people, the Constitution, the America ascendant. But what's good for the Air Force is, you know, institution over constitution. By the way, this is their second 50-year plan. The first was 1944, and then 1994 is the next one. So we're partway into that. We're 30 years, 31 years into that. But 31 years ago, they wrote, those who challenge authority will continue to behave much less cornered animals. They will not be convinced that submission is the only option. Deadly, rapid, decisive use of force will be the only way to ensure minimal excursions from the status quo, which the U.S. will continue to define for quite some time. And then he gets into a very interesting thing, biological process control. It appears likely that a number of physical agents that might actively, but largely benignly, interact or interfere with biological processes in an adversary in a manner that will provide our military with the tools to control these adversaries without extensive loss of life or property. These physical agents could include acoustic fields, optical fields, electromagnetic fields, and combinations thereof. Then, of course, directed energy weapons, neuroweapons falls into that category, non-lethal weapons. He talks about there will be an explosion of knowledge in the field of neuroscience. We will have obtained a clear understanding of how the human brain works, how it really controls the various functions of the body, and how it can be manipulated both positively and negatively. One can envision the development of electromagnetic energy sources, the output of which can be pulsed, shaped, and focused, that can couple with the human body, the wireless body area network, in a fashion that will allow one to prevent voluntary muscular movements, control emotions and thus actions, produce and prevent sleep, transmit suggestions, aggressions, interfere with both short-term and long-term memory, and produce an experience set and delete an experience set. Imagine, they can just sit there and use their their equipment to all those meditators in Crestone, Colorado who are, you know, closing in on enlightenment. They can capture that experience set and they can project it into somebody else. That's, I think, one of the things that they've been doing there. Anyway, then he says, peacetime missions will continue to expand into the military services of the next century, perhaps a peacetime command made up largely of commercial transport planes and goods and services contractors will develop into a national industry during the next century. Of course, we're in the next century now. This would likely be a lucrative venture for the commercial sector, would allow a smaller military and therefore be a political plus in the days of shrinking government and budget. So what he's talking about is these peacetime operations being a very lucrative commercial business, which is exactly what we have with the quote-unquote TI program. That's one aspect of it. And then we get into the NATO's cognitive warfare, the battle for your brain, which is written about by Ben Norton in 2021. We get into NASA's future warfare document of 2001.
That NASA document was a knockout. That was
talking about all these exotic IT nanobio.
25 years ago,
and that came out just before 9/11, the other 9/11, and so we can look at the two streams from 9/11. One, the creation of Greater Israel, the radical ramping up of the global war on terrorism against any individual, against any group, against any country, can be put on the terrorist watch list for whatever reason. Now they're the adversary, the enemy. And then now we can apply these emerging technologies, the bio, nano, IT, quantum technologies, which we've been discussing here, and the non-lethal weapons, et cetera.
Development of all these technologies is now in hyperdrive, thanks to AI, soon to become quantum AI, and will work even faster than regular AI by a factor of, I forget what it was, some astronomical number. This is all changing so fast, nobody can keep up with it, on this side of the fence anyway. We try here to help, but it's tough. I don't blame people who don't want to even try. It's crazy, crazy.
Well, I would like to end with a positive note here. At least my sense is that this has to be an extremely brittle system, which requires an enormous input of land, energy, and water.
That's correct. Yes.
And it's vulnerable to a coronal mass ejection, a CME, a electromagnetic pulse, a hydrogen bomb. It's vulnerable to politics. It's vulnerable to chaos. It's vulnerable to war. It's vulnerable to many, many things. And I personally believe, I've read to the end of the book, I think the good guys win, and these bad guys go down in flames. I think that this is a brittle system, and the more people discover that how evil this system is and how it is their system of enslavement, the more people will resist. And that's all we really need to do, is resist. We need to say no to 5G, 6G, digital currency, digital ID, all of this Internet of Things and bodies that these maniacs, these crazy people, want to inflict upon humans. We don't have a population, overpopulation problem. We don't have a global warming problem. What we have is these guys trying to wreck our lives and bring us into Satan's kingdom. And I think that this needs to be resisted on those terms. If you want to go to hell, you go to hell. But we're not signing on, you know. We're not going to hell with you.
No.
Anyway.
Well, that should be a given birthright that we should keep in mind. And we still do have that in this country to a substantial degree, although they're trying to take more and more away from us all the time. Final comment real quick. We're running late. Great, great job tonight, Eric. Wonderful job.
Well, I really appreciate your efforts again, and thanks so much for giving me a column of articles. Again, this article that I would like people to take a look at under my name has got the long-winded term title. And please print it out if you can. Put it in your local libraries, as I'm doing. Entities Behind Global Psychotronic Cognitive Warfare, Organized Stalking, Non-Consensual Human Experimentation, Torture, Murder, Techno-Enslavement, Black Program, a.k.a. Project Puppet, Testimonial Evidence from Targeted Individuals, Military Intelligence Personnel and Agencies, Scientists, Authors, and Others for Ad Hoc De Facto Grand Jury. That's you. That's us. We say no. We say lock up these bastards. I don't know how to punish them. I don't think there's anything adequate. But we can identify them. It is the tech bros in Silicon Valley. It is the Pentagon. It is the CIA. It is the deep state. It is the Rothschilds. It is MI6. There's just no doubt who these people are working for. And if the American people and the people of the world say no, I do believe they're going down in flames. I think the book, good book, says they lose. And anyway, thanks so much, Jeff, for giving this subject so much time. And that it requires.
We'll do it again soon. Thank you. You be safe. Enjoy.
And Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year. We'll hope for the best.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much, Eric. Okay. Be well. Okay. There we go. That's quite a bit. under Eric's name and guests. You'll see the data there that will be linked to the appropriate page. It may not be linked right now, but give it another little bit and it will be. So just click on that and you'll go right to it. Okay, back with another hour on this New Year's Eve coming up next.